Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, campers. Oops, sorry. Hello, campers. Apologies, singers. Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program winner for the 57th consecutive year of broadcasting's coveted, in some quarters even revered, Bob McLean Award. And it'd be good to have you along and join me today. You're certainly invited. Easy to do. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Fox News just showing the unemployment numbers. 16.7 million unemployment claims in the last, what, 3 weeks or a month, I guess? And comparing that to the Great Depression, when it was 13 million. But obviously, at the time of the Great Depression, 1929 through the 1930s, what was the population of America? What, something like 100 million, 125 million, compared to today's 331 million citizens in this country? Not to downplay the pain that is associated with all of these unemployment claims. To what end is the question many have. Now, I've been jumping on the smug and condescending Dr. Anthony Fauci today throughout the course of the program, because I don't like what the guy's doing. I don't like his attitude. And when he damages his own credibility by saying, oh, yeah, as many as 2 million Americans could die. No, make that 200,000 Americans can. No, wait a minute. Make that 60,000 Americans could die if we don't all stay locked up in our homes. You know, the guy has completely shot his own credibility. A piece that dealt with that today was at the American Thinker called Fauci's Folly. Despite the fact that fawning Hillary supporter Dr. Fauci himself admitted regular influenza is a bigger threat than COVID-19, in an article he wrote for the New England Journal of Medicine, he had the temerity to suggest at an April 1st press conference that America will not be allowed to come out of lockdown until there are no new cases of coronavirus. The unelected CDC official then began checking off a wish list of highly suspect totalitarian power grabs, like the right to track citizens, involuntarily quarantine them, and so forth. I think if we get to the point of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no new deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you will have to relax social distancing, Fauci said. The one thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who was infected, isolate them, and then do contact tracing. So just who does this guy think he is? And why aren't more Americans demanding President Trump fire the guy? Fauci is fond of making sensationalist COVID-19 death toll projections. He told CNN that America could expect around 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, but went on to say that 1 to 2 million Americans dying from coronavirus is very unlikely, but not impossible. Well, which is it, doctor? Fauci's claims are definitely indeterminate, and some feel deliberately deceptive. What Fauci told CNN and MSNBC is vastly different from what he wrote in February, containing stunningly candid admissions about the actual scope of COVID-19. Most importantly, the coronavirus is no more serious than regular flu, and very little has changed since then. Fauci admits in the article he wrote, if one assumes that the number of asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic cases is several times as high as the number of reported cases, the case fatality rate may be considerably less than 1%. This suggests the overall clinical consequences of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of a severe seasonal influenza. Translation, Dr. Fauci's 15 minutes of fame is coming at the cost of America's future. That's because Dr. Fauci is now apparently in charge of when businesses can reopen, saying we shouldn't relax social distancing until no new cases are reported. In other words, Fauci is just fine with lockdowns until all has decayed and Jesus comes back. With any disease or illness, such a standard is without precedent and untenable in a free market economy like ours. The Wall Street Journal reports 29% of the U.S. economy is offline. The Federal Reserve is now projecting 47 million Americans will lose their jobs in coming weeks as a result of Dr. Fauci's dire and disingenuous warnings. Over 10 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits, and now today I can update that to 16 million. Fauci's exaggerations have arguably caused more panic and guaranteed disaster in the lives of American citizens than seen in several generations. And adding insult to injury, Fauci is the reason 30 days were added to America's 15-day tour of the Twilight Zone. Despite the absence of concrete evidence to justify pandemic panic and MSM sensationalism, plenty of evidence suggests coronavirus is being used to justify global martial law clampdowns, forced vaccinations, the roundup of political dissidents, and mandatory subdermal human RFID. The Democrats have been uncharacteristically and paradoxically begging Trump to institute martial law from the outset. I would call out the military now, said former VP Joe Biden at a Democrat primary debate. They have the ability to provide this surge that hospitals need, which, by the way, has been also severely overblown. They have the capacity to build 500 hospital beds and tents that are completely safe and secure. At this point, our best hope is to utilize the Army Corps of Engineers to leverage its expertise, equipment, and people power to retrofit and equip existing facilities like military bases or college dorms to serve as temporary medical centers, said Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. Then we can designate existing hospital beds for the acutely ill. Only months ago, Democrats tried to convince Americans that President Trump was a Putin puppet and a would-be dictator, and yet many on the left are the biggest advocates now for totalitarian police state powers in response to the Wuhan flu. Why is that? Coronavirus is very possibly the final attempt to defeat Trump by burning down the house and giving away the store. Despite the lamestream media's unjustified alarmism, unelected bureaucrats like Fauci have managed to seize more power and trample more civil liberties in the current so-called crisis than any other time previously in American history, save maybe the Great Depression. Now more than ever, American concepts of constitutional limits on government power and civil liberties need to be defended and reasserted. If the Constitution doesn't matter right now, when would it ever matter? History proves that Americans are able to be pragmatic during a crisis, whether it's the Civil War or the Great Depression. great examples of our constitutional elasticity. We are willing to accept that at times the rules must be bent in order to protect the rule of law in the long term. But now is not that time. President Trump couldn't have said it better when he said, America isn't designed for this. The cure shouldn't be worse than the virus. It's time to get back to business as usual. It's time to get back to work. It's time to reopen America. Really good piece. That's at the American Thinker, written by John Griffin. And too true. We're not totally stupid out here in flyover country. We know how to take the proper precautions to defend ourselves from whatever threat comes down the pike. 6:15. I'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Boom, 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 boom. Welcome back. 6:20, a breezy and turning cooler overnight forecast for us here in the upstate of South Carolina. Boy, a couple of gorgeous days today and yesterday. A little bit cooler through the Easter weekend. Tomorrow, Good Friday, be a little bit cooler as well, low 60s. In on the text line, 71307. Let me see if I can take a stab at catching up here. Bobby, I hope you read this. What we are all experiencing is communism. This is the shared misery that we all know is the definition of communism. The government picking winners and losers. This cannot continue. Otherwise, we lose our country. Bobby, who is John Galt? Good question. Bobby Mack, hashtag fire Fauci now. Bobby, you see Fauci's latest said in the wake of this, we should eliminate handshakes forever. Yeah, maybe we just give each other Nazi salutes, huh? Fauci, is that what you have in mind? Bobby, Dr. Fauci can kiss my... Bobby, Fauci is educated in folly. Sadly, the president is following the fool. Bet you won't read that. Bet you're wrong. Bobby, if this was a Chinese attack, that would also explain the giant stimulus package that passed so quickly. Bobby, I was sitting around bored today, decided to break out my bread machine that I haven't used in years, and the house smells wonderful from Jim in Easley. I saw a meme on Facebook earlier. It said, muffins smell, sorry, I blew it. Muffins spelled backwards is what you do when they come out of the oven. Yeah, think about it. Bobby, remember when the late, great Russ Castle said, you guys, we're going to end up having to broadcast offshore, doing pirate radio from somewhere off the, whatever it is, three-mile limit or whatever. Methinks it's time to raise the Jolly Roger, arg, signed Edward Teach, also known as Blackbeard. Bobby, one of our drivers told me today he witnessed South Carolina Highway Patrolman issuing tickets to out-of-state drivers at a rest area on 26. Jeez. Bobby, some of the websites you mentioned, Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, Conservative Treehouse. Yes, along with Zero Hedge, Conservative Treehouse, I think, was mentioned there as well. Those are all good sites. Bobby, I saw on Facebook where some people have received stimulus checks. Do you know if this is true? We had heard earlier today that some people might be receiving those checks as soon as today. So apparently that information was correct. Bobby Mack, question, how come the governor can get haircuts, but we can't? You know, beauticians need the money, and we need haircuts. Bobby, if the computer models they are using for this virus were fashion models, it would be the People of Walmart swimsuit edition. It's good. Bobby, earlier a caller or texter asked why he couldn't get a haircut in Spartanburg when most of the Wuhan virus is in New York. It's because the commie Dems think we all must suffer equally. It is time to open up sections of our great country. By the way, I was looking at the coronavirus updates, and the last time I looked, South Carolina was, I believe, 29th in America in terms of deaths and reported cases. 67 deaths, South Carolina, right behind North Carolina with 72. Okay. Continuing on the text line here in my effort to catch up. Bobby, I've mowed three of my neighbors' lawns and trimmed their hedges. Now back to picking my navel from Gerald and Cowpens. Thank you, Gerald. Thanks for sharing. Bobby, with the numbers improving, why would Connecticut close businesses through May 20th? You would have to ask the deep blue governor of Connecticut why he has taken that action. I would comment, but you don't read my texts anymore. Well, there are many that have not been read this week because of the sheer volume. But as you can see, I do. Still read your text. Bobby Mack, maybe I'm being too optimistic here, but my hope is that President Trump is giving a fool, and by that I'm referring to Fauci, enough rope. There's no way he could get rid of someone who had been there since Reagan and not be blamed for every death afterwards. Also, enjoying my first cup of coffee out of my attack dog coffee mug. Thanks for all you do. Yeah. They're cool, aren't they? Bobby Mack, attack dog of the right coffee mugs. Bobby, what's not suspicious or creepy about Bill Gates and Scarf Lady? Yeah, I've got more on Gates coming up, too. Bobby, who says the original SARS wasn't a bioweapon as well? Gotcha. Bobby, I called Moneypenny about 15 minutes ago for the Seneca repeater frequency for WORD, but she didn't know it. Please let her know I found it around 95 FM. It is undergoing, what's the word I'm looking for? Tweaking. Yeah. The Seneca repeater is undergoing tweaking and is not really ready for prime time yet. But as soon as it is, of course, you'll be the first to know. What else do I have here? Bobby, things are looking better. The projections now estimating 60,000 deaths, which I think is still way overstated. Could be. Well, we'll see. I am going back in time here on the text line to try and get out some of the ones that that I missed. Bobby, about Senator Tom Cotton. He's one of the few that actually has been sharing what would, I guess, in the present environment be known as conspiracy theories about what our friends in communist China are really up to over there. And naturally, you know, the media has painted him as some kind of lunatic. Bobby, I believe I am moving to Sweden. At least there I won't get handcuffed for walking in a park. No, but you are liable to be mugged by one of the Islamic residents of Sweden that they all have invited in there. Bobby, the SLED site has a good resource, SLED guidance on compliance with Governor McTaxter's home or work order. Bobby, Henry said, oh boy, I got my Confederate gold down here in my lockbox, and we gonna be restarting this thing as soon as I get done accounting it. Signed, Governor Henry McTaxter. I'm going to make South Carolina better. Bobby Mack, I'd love for some reporter to ask Dr. Fauci, what was the one outstanding contribution to your field that propelled you to the top of your profession, to the position of prominence you enjoy today? Yeah, I'd love to hear his answer to that one, too. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. There's been a great deal of discussion about is COVID-19 biowarfare. Dr. Francis Boyle has chimed in on this. He knows a little bit about these things. He drafted the Biological Weapons Act. You will be interested, I think, in what he has to say. And I'll share that with you next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Great to have you along here in the last half of the bonus hour here on the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. By the way, you may have noticed we didn't have a quarantine today. That's because the semi-professional players concentrated their efforts on the departure of crazy commie Bernie Sanders from the Democrat presidential primary field. And so we did our Billy Joel version of Bernie Sanders singing the Billy Joel tune, I'm Moving Out. Yeah, but that's right, Moneypenny. We still do have a quarantine from the back stacks of wax. We put so many of them together now that people have actually taken to requesting repeats of some of them. And so we'll get to homemade haircut coming up. We'll do that right before the break at the quarter of the hour here. Which is appropriate, apparently. Bobby from the text line, I really need a haircut. I'm tired of waking up looking like a Nick Nolte mugshot. I can relate, because as I've shared with you before, back, when was that, Moneypenny, that you and Little Annie found the Bobby Mack infamous picture from the mid-70s when I was a hippie rock and roll DJ?
Maybe a month ago?
Oh, longer than that.
Okay, 2 months ago.
Yeah, 6 or 7 weeks between then and 2 months ago. Anyway, they on a throwback Thursday, you know, about that thing on Facebook, you post an old picture. They found that, and they decided it would be cute to put it up. And so one thing led to another, and the Bobettes decided that I should let my hair grow so that we could do a stark comparison between then and now. So I also am starting to, well, I told my baby doll Brenda today, I'm not so much looking like a biker as I am, it's starting to get to founding father length.
Which I guess you look like the cute one from the Monkees.
which one was the cute one?
Well, not Mickey Dolan.
No, that's for sure. And not Peter Tork either.
And, yeah, you were all peace and love back then, Bobby.
That's right. And probably not Michael Nesmith either. That would be Davy Jones, of course, that she's referring to. Yeah, because that was, didn't we do that for another Throwback Thursday picture, the picture of me with the Monkees? I think we did.
I think that may have been a year or so ago, though. Yes.
Yeah. From the pages of rock and roll history. So I mentioned before we went to the news at the bottom of the hour, this interview with Dr. Francis Boyle. Dr. Boyle is the fellow who drafted the Biological Weapons Act. He gave a detailed statement in which he said the 2019 Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon and that the WHO, the World Health Organization, already knows about it. Dr. Boyle, a professor of international law, University of Illinois College of Law, he drafted the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. In an interview given to Geopolitics and Empire, Dr. Boyle discussed the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan from the Biosafety Level 4 lab, BSL-4, from which he believes the infectious disease escaped. He believes the virus is potentially lethal and an offensive biological warfare weapon or dual-use biowarfare weapon agent genetically modified with gain-of-function properties, which is why the Chinese government originally tried to cover it up and is now taking drastic measures to contain it. The Wuhan lab is also a specially designated WHO research lab, and Dr. Boyle contends the World Health Organization knows full well what's going on. He also touches upon Great Game India's exclusive report, that's a website in India, coronavirus bioweapon, where it was reported in detail how Chinese biowarfare agents working at the Canadian lab in Winnipeg were involved in the smuggling of COVID-19 to the lab in Wuhan, from where it was believed to have leaked. Dr. Boyle's position in stark contrast to the lamestream media's narrative of the virus being originating from a seafood market, increasingly a report questioned by many experts. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas also dismantled the mainstream media's claim that pinned the coronavirus outbreak on a market selling dead and live animals. In a video accompanying his post, Senator Cotton explained the Wuhan wet market has been shown by experts to not be the source of the deadly contagion. Cotton referenced a study in Lancet, British Medical Journal, which showed that many of the first cases of the novel coronavirus, including patient zero, had no connection to the wet market, devastatingly undermining mainstream media's claims. As one epidemiologist said, that virus went into the seafood market before it came out of the seafood market. We still don't know where it originated. I would note that Wuhan also has China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that works with the world's most deadly pathogens to include, yes, coronavirus. Kind of in the suspicions confirmed category. 6:43 now, 17 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, just curious, what day or days did President Trump impose the China tariffs? I don't remember the precise day, but I can tell you it was mid-December. And when did the talk start? Before Christmas? Just wondering if there's a connection there. Oh, yeah, we did this story yesterday. Bobby, did you hear some of the countries that have nudist beaches are arresting people because they are not wearing their masks? Never mind the pants. Where's your mask? Okay, here we go into the back stacks of wax. Recycling, one of our previous quarantunes. And those of you who need a haircut can relate.
COVID-19 ruined graduation. Hope it doesn't mess up my summer vacation. Canceled the appointment to remove my braces. Really not helping with my awkward phases. Hair hanging in my eyes and I can't see. Barbershop closed 'cause the quarantine. Dad grabs the clippers and gets ready to buzz it. Mom says, stop, no, let me cut it. Got a homemade haircut from my mom. She made me look like Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
got
no.
A homemade haircut from my mom. Now she's my date to the homeschool prom.
Oh, man.
Homemade haircut from my mom!
Anything but looking like Kim Jong-un reminds me of the question you see posted a lot on Facebook these days. Can the shears you use on your dog be used on your husband? Oh, yeah. Yeah, go for it. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more as we get ready to wrap things up here on Thursday on WORD.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
See, this is why I love the entrepreneurial spirit of America after our homemade haircut complaint from those of a certain generation as our quarantine recycled today. Texter says, Flobe for rent. Remember those things? The Flobe? Wow. Back to the phones we go. Bruce is in Spartanburg. Hi, Bruce, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now I got to remember what I called about. I guess first thing, sorry, I enjoyed all the commercials, though. The stats, I look at the same website pretty much every day. It's the only one I've seen that shows not just total cases since the beginning, but total cases that have recovered.
Right.
So it gives you a better picture. We don't actually have worldwide a million, whatever it is, people with the virus. There's almost 400,000 that have actually recovered. But the other thing it shows is of all the current cases, 96% have mild to no symptoms. We shut the world down because 4% of the world has a serious reaction to the virus, which makes no sense to me. That's definitely common core math.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me either.
And then the other thing, a couple days ago, somebody called in, said they had tested positive or a friend had tested positive, wanted to know what the drill was. So we're all actually still working. My office is actually in Arizona, but I'm home now working from home.
Gotcha.
So we work for a lot of utilities, so I get a lot of back feed, a lot of stuff they're telling us, and CDC. Basically, if one of my employees, which thankfully has not happened, tests positive for COVID, they cannot come back to work until they have a doctor's note that they are no longer testing positive. And as I understand that, that takes two negatives for that to happen. So
yeah, that's my understanding
as
well.
Go back to, yeah. So far, we're very fortunate. All of our people are still working. We've
that's
had a
good.
Couple people that thought they might be. So they're currently quarantined, but have not tested positive. So,
yeah, it would
I,
be.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't get cutting the whole world down for 4%. And full disclosure, my wife and daughter both have compromised immunity systems, so I clearly understand how serious it is.
Sure.
But man, yeah. I don't get it.
I know. It's baby and bathwater both going out the window at the same time. Thank you, Bruce. I greatly appreciate the call, and I'm glad that your company is relatively unaffected by what's going on here. The Friday free-for-all is tomorrow. That should be fun. It's been crazy all week. See you then. Be safe. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.